All right, Monday night leg show. See, I'm trying to fast forward to the weekend already. We're just coming off the weekend, but Monday night leg show here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake, full show tonight. Lindsey Brown producing. Christopher Tubbs is off. Full show. Happy to be here. And we got some fun stuff to talk about tonight in the sports world. And I actually want to start the show with something that's a very serious topic, in my opinion. But at the same time, I just have to laugh at it. All right, so I love baseball, but we need politicians to be treated more like baseball players. And I'm serious when I say that. We need politicians to be treated more like baseball players. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you step into the box, that if you get to three strikes, you're out. You're headed to the dugout. I would like to do that with politicians that deceive us, that lie to us, and after lie number three or the third strike, you're out of here. You're up to no good. I can't stand it. If we did that, we would be in a much better place. I really do. Because there's a lot of great people here in our country that I think that are willing to serve politically and do a good job. So if somebody is in the business of lying and deceiving and all that stuff, after you are caught red-handed or you are called out for deceptive practices or just flat out lying to the people, you are gone. And I don't care if it rises to the offense of it being criminal. It is just, we need to raise our standards. We need to raise our standards in the United States of America as opposed to lowering them, which is exactly what we're doing. I want to play some audio here. And this was last week from Congresswoman Harriet Hageman from Utah. And she is speaking about, and we know it's not important, but she's claiming it's important, about the importance of naming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
Why we should change this to the Gulf of America versus the Gulf of Mexico is, for over 40 years, the country of Mexico has been dumping raw sewage into the area near San Diego, California. And the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, was just there approximately 2 weeks ago. I was just in San Diego meeting with some folks down there, and they described the situation. It's absolutely a horrific, horrific situation. It is an environmental catastrophe and disaster created, and the country of Mexico absolutely refuses to address it and fix it. And has been fouling our waters for decades upon decades. It needs to be resolved. But that is another reason why we need to retake and claim ownership of this area and make sure people do know that it is the Gulf of America. We should not be rewarding Mexico for their bad acts.
This is a ridiculous comment to make. It's a ridiculous comment to make. If we want to start talking about the Pacific Ocean, then let's have that. That's such a ridiculous comment to make. It makes no damn sense, okay? And it's infuriating when we have this happen. And I know that we should all, you know, do a better job of reading and our history and geography. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, I'm the greatest with regards to geography. But, like, when you say that you're having conversations with people and here and there, that's just false, okay? That falls on the face. But this is the thing. You may ask, well, why should people be fired or dismissed when they say dumb stuff or lie about things to mislead Americans? Because people lie every day in various different jobs that we interact with on our job, all that stuff. It's a simple thing. Because these are the people that make policy decisions that affect us all. And I'm not saying that everybody that is a politician has to be some Ivy League educated scholar. But we have lowered our standards to an embarrassing level And that's very, very unfortunate. And I think that we need to stop all of that. It's interesting because I'm not sure, Lindsay, if you saw the Jimmy Kimmel monologue from about a week or so ago where it was where Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was misrepresenting a photo, okay, when they had a hearing that was cropped out that made it seem that the gentleman in question who had came before the committee and everything, that he had previously made a gesture that he actually wasn't. And so in that, the representative Melanie Stansberry, she stepped in and she brought receipts because she's like, whoa, that's absolutely 100% incorrect because the sign and the photo that you're showcasing is cropped. He is not putting up his middle finger. That is the peace sign. And she showed the actual photograph. It's almost like with the, what was it last month with the MS-13 and the tattoos and how Photoshop that was. Like, what are we legitimately doing? This is unacceptable. And when I say this, I'm talking about across the board. I'm not talking about just with Republicans who tend to lie a lot. I'm talking about with Democrats, anybody. I don't care if you have no actual political affiliation with either side. When you are doing the work for the people, it should be three strikes and you're out. I called it out a couple of years ago when Menendez, when he flat out, the first time he was mentioned when they talked about the gold bars and the bribery and all this, I said, he's lying. You got to get him up out of here. Same with George Santos. Lying. Got to get him out of here. It's unacceptable. This puts Americans in a totally bad spot. And there's a lot of good people out there that I think will be willing to do the work. Just got to find them.
Well, and the frustrating and honestly scary thing about it is how effective that particular tactic is at wasting all of our time and wasting the time of other people that may have some intentions to help others. But we got to spend all of our hours, all of our research, all of our AIDS hours, everything to make sure we got receipts that this is a Photoshopped image, like just this image or just this tweet, Henry. And guess what? There's going to be another thing this afternoon. There's going to be another thing this morning. And that's how you get a numbing effect, I think, for people like us of just seeing how many of these non-factual roads people go down. But it's such an effective tactic that we've seen evolve over the last few years and just keeps getting more and more grandiose, and it's just wasting more and more time and resources.
When a congressman or congresswoman that is a part of crafting policy and actual things that impact all of us, when they do something or they lie or whatever, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It is different than Jake Tapper from CNN lying. It is. Whether you like it or not,
mm-hmm.
Sean Hannity, it's different. Whether you like it or not, you may say, well, okay, Hannity lies, Jake Tapper lies, whoever the media person is, Henry Lake lies, it's different. These people actually are constructing policy and implementing laws that impact all of us. Your thoughts, your opinions, 651-461-9226 is The Lake Show. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Remember that when you were kids? Welcome back to The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Don't deceive Americans. Don't lie. Don't put us in jeopardy with all the we've heard it for years now, that phrase, fake news. When you are a politician in this country, congressman, congresswoman, you are held to a standard. And when you deceive and you lie and you just are just totally fraudulent about certain things, let's play baseball. Strike one, you're on alert. We're slapping the hand. Strike two, okay, last time. Strike three, you're out. You're out. Let's get some of these people up out of here. 651-461-9226. I wonder if Jeff in Sauk Rapids, if he is going to roll with my take there.
How you doing, Henry?
I'm good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, good, wonderful. You're right on the money with that. The only two questions I have is how can he institute that? And the bigger, broader question is, what are we going to do with the president of the United States?
I don't know how. I don't know. Look, first off, it's not going to get instituted. It's just me talking out loud, inventing and being frustrated. But I just wish that was the I wish it was that simple. I wish that that was the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is, and the crux of really what I'm trying to get at is, when we talk about in our country in 2025, we really don't address and hold politicians accountable for their actions.
We
just don't do it. So
no, we don't.
So to me, we got to get back to accountability, and let's stop lowering the standards for the people that we feel like should represent. Like, I'll say this right now, and I was so upset that he ran in the first place because we knew it was just a grift and we knew it was fraudulent, and I'm so glad that he lost. But when they put up Herschel Walker to represent George, I was like, what are we doing? You know? The man had the fake police badge at a debate.
I got a question for you. When you were a kid in school, did you have a cuss jar?
Did I have a cuss jar? I did not. I didn't you didn't need one for me because my mom was a principal. She would have heard from the teacher and the principal from the school. So no, I was good.
No, if you said a cuss word, you had to throw money out of the jar.
Yeah, no. I know how it operates. I just at a young age, it didn't apply to
me. Maybe we need a lie jar.
Hey, you are
president.
So wait, it sounds
you can pick the monetary amount, but for every lie, he's got to throw a certain amount of money into the lie jar. And we could pay off the national debt.
So, Jeff, just be honest. You probably were like $500,000 in debt with the cuss jar, weren't you?
Well, I tell you what, they got my allowance every week.
All right, now, let me ask you, did you grow up in Sauk Rapids?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. So whenever I go to Sauk Rapids, I'm just going to throw Jeff's name around because I'm assuming, like, they made a lot of money off of Jeff back in the day.
Jeff with the swear words, you know him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, seriously.
Right, the reputation precedes him.
How big is Sauk Rapids?
That's a great question.
How many people in Sauk Rapids? I'm going to look it up on the fly.
True education here on WCCO, people.
Just because, you know, it says,
12,000?
It says 13, well, as of last year, 14,182.
Hmm.
So, but then how many Jeffs are there?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to look up the baby names index, right? We'd probably have to.
Probably a couple.
Get a birth year or two to really understand the number of Jeff.
Yeah. Probably, but Jeff's in his, I think he's in his 70s.
Okay.
So it can't be that many Jeffs in their 70s.
Sure. And plus, if we figure out where Jeff likes to frequent, then it's going to help us slim that down even more.
I guess the next way that we would go about doing that is looking up, are there any strip clubs in soccer?
I'm joking.
Jeff knows. Jeff, me and Jeff, we vibe like that.
Going to the club?
It's all good.
Hey. Everybody's got to work.
This from the 952, I don't like the guy, but Steve Bannon was brilliant when he gave Trump the advice to, in his words, flood the zone. We talked about that here on the show. It distracts us from the real shenanigans that's taking place. Yeah, we've talked about that a time or two here on the show.
We see your tricks.
Congresswoman... Hageman, they say, strap her into a kettle and send her into the Gulf.
Oh.
You lie, you're going to fly. I'm not saying send her into the Gulf.
Fly, my pretties.
But let me ask you this.
You lie, you fly.
Do you think, though, that we have really lowered the standard
for
the
people
that should... I mean, it's embarrassing when we have, and it shouldn't even be a debate, that we have Herschel Walker running to represent us in Washington. Like, are you... Is that a joke? It wasn't a joke. It was a real thing. Thankfully, he lost.
Not by much, right?
But that tells you how we don't value electing people nowadays. We just don't care. I mean, think about, we should never, ever, I don't care if they're left-leaning, right-leaning, straight down the middle. You don't elect people based on celebrity, or you shouldn't. And I feel like we're doing way too much of that here in our country.
Where's the integrity, right? Elect some people who actually are what they say they are and reflect with their actions. I think that's the biggest thing. But then again, maybe we see these people's actions and what they say, and then we're like, "That there's no way they want this. This is exactly what they're doing, though."
Yeah.
The big they, whoever they are.
From the 507, Henry, three strikes is too many. Two is enough.
Who's going to be calling the strike zone as well? We haven't gotten into that.
That's a good question.
AI?
Good question. I've got my issues with AI.
I do, too.
What is the X thing?
X? Grok?
Grok? Grok? Yeah, I don't know.
I like Gronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Have you ever used it? I never have.
Absolutely not. I go out of my way to make sure I don't use AI because it's a huge waste of water. And I just, that seems like that's running out. Maybe we don't need to use it to write an email. Just use the brain.
I hear you. Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We will turn our attention to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They play tonight, 9 p.m. Oh, my gosh. Game 4 against the Golden State Warriors. We're going to talk to Jace Frederick for the Pioneer Press. He joins us next here on The Good Neighbor. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Remember that when you were kids? Welcome back to The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Don't deceive Americans. Don't lie. Don't put us in jeopardy with all the we've heard it for years now. That phrase, fake news. When you are a politician in this country, congressman, congresswoman, you are held to a standard. And when you deceive and you lie and you just are just totally fraudulent about certain things, let's play baseball. Strike one, you're on alert. Don't we're slapping the hand. Strike two. Okay, last time. Strike three, you're out. You're out. Let's get some of these people up out of here. 651-461-9226. I wonder if Jeff in Sauk Rapids, if he is going to roll with my take there.
How you doing, Henry?
I'm good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, good, wonderful. You're right on the money with that. The only two questions I have is how can he institute that? And the bigger, broader question is, what are we going to do with the president of the United States?
I don't know how. I don't know. Look, first off, it's not going to get instituted. It's just me talking out loud, inventing and being frustrated. But I just wish that was I wish it was that simple. I wish that that was the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is, and the crux of really what I'm trying to get at is, when we talk about in our country in 2025, we really don't address and hold politicians accountable for their actions.
We
just don't do it. So
no, we don't.
So to me, we got to get back to accountability, and let's stop lowering the standards for the people that we feel like should represent. Like, I'll say this right now, and I was so upset that he ran in the first place because we knew it was just a grift and we knew it was fraudulent, and I'm so glad that he lost. But when they put up Herschel Walker to represent George, I was like, what are we doing? You know? The man had the fake police badge at a debate.
I got a question for you. When you were a kid in school, did you have a cuss jar?
Did I have a cuss jar? I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't you didn't need one for me because my mom was a principal. She would have heard from the teacher and the principal from the school. So, no, I was good.
No, if you said a cuss word, you had to throw money out of the jar.
Yeah, no. I know how it operates. I just at a young age, it didn't apply to
me. Maybe we need a lie jar.
Hey, you are
president.
So wait, it sounds
you can pick the monetary amount, but for every lie, he's got to throw a certain amount of money into the lie jar, and we could pay off the national debt.
So Jeff, just be honest. You probably were like $500,000 in debt with the cuss jar, weren't you?
Well, I tell you what, they got my allowance every week.
All right, now, let me ask you, did you grow up in Sauk Rapids?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. So whenever I go to Sauk Rapids, I'm just going to throw Jeff's name around. Because I'm assuming, like, they made a lot of money off of Jeff back in the day.
Jeff with the swear words, you know him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, seriously.
Right, the reputation precedes him.
How big is Sauk Rapids?
That's a great question.
How many people in Sauk Rapids? I'm going to look it up on the fly. Sauk.
True education here on WCCO, people.
Population. Let's look it up. Just because, you know, it says,
12,000?
It says 13, as of last year, 14,182. So, but then how many Jeffs are there?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to look up the baby names index, right?
We'd probably have to a couple.
Get a birth year or two to really understand the number of Jeff.
Yeah, probably. But Jeff's in his, I think he's in his 70s.
Okay.
So it can't be that many Jeffs in their 70s.
Sure. And plus, if we figure out where Jeff likes to frequent, then it's going to help us slim that down even more.
I guess the next way that we would go about doing that is looking up, are there any strip clubs in Sauk Rapids?
I'm joking.
Jeff knows. Jeff, me and Jeff, we vibe like that.
Going to the club?
It's all good.
Hey, everybody's got to work.
This from the 952, I don't like the guy, but Steve Bannon was brilliant when he gave Trump the advice to, in his words, flood the zone. We talked about that here on the show. It distracts us from the real shenanigans that's taking
Correct.
Place. Yeah, we've talked about that a time or two here on the show.
Mm-hmm. We see your tricks.
Congresswoman Hageman, they say, strap her into a kettle and send her into the Gulf.
Oh.
You lie, you're going to fly. I'm not saying send her into the Gulf.
Fly, my pretties.
But let me ask you this.
You lie, you fly.
Do you think, though, that we have really lowered the standard
for
the
yeah.
people that should... I mean... It's embarrassing when we have, and it shouldn't even be a debate, that we have Herschel Walker mm-hmm. running to represent us in Washington. Like, are you? Is that a joke? It wasn't a joke. It was a real thing. Thankfully, he lost.
Not by much, right?
But that tells you how we don't value electing people nowadays. We just don't care. I mean, think about. We should never, ever, I don't care if they're left-leaning, right-leaning, straight down the middle, you don't elect people based on celebrity, or you shouldn't. And I feel like we're doing way too much of that here in our country.
Where's the integrity, right? Elect some people who actually are what they say they are and reflect with their actions. I think that's the biggest thing. But then again, maybe we see these people's actions and what they say, and then we're like, there's no way they want this. This is exactly what they're doing, though.
Yeah.
The big they, whoever they are.
From the 507, Henry, three strikes is too many. Two is enough.
Who's going to be calling the strike zone as well? We haven't gotten into that.
That's a good question.
AI?
Good question. I've got my issues with AI.
I do too.
What is the X thing?
X? Grok?
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 Grok? Grok? Yeah, I don't know.
I like Gronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Have you ever used it? I never have.
Absolutely not. I go out of my way to make sure I don't use AI because it's a huge waste of water. And I just, that seems like that's running out. Maybe we don't need to use it to write an email. Just use the brain.
I hear you. Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We will turn our attention to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They play tonight, 9 p.m. Oh, my gosh. Game 4 against the Golden State Warriors. We're going to talk to Jace Frederick for the Pioneer Press. He joins us next here on The Good Neighbor. All right, let the conspiracy start. As you heard, when I was just talking to Jace Frederick, the Dallas Mavericks will have the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. And Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas. How about Dallas? How fun is it to be a Hoops fan in Dallas right now? Paige Beckers and now Cooper Flagg, who, by the way, Cooper Flagg, and I've said this for the last 2 years, this even before he went to Duke. My favorite high school basketball player that I have watched since LeBron James. I just love his game. I love the way that he plays. Super athletic. He's in the post. He can step out and shoot. He is awesome defensively. He can bring the ball up. He can play point forward. I just love everything about Cooper Flagg. So Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas, and he's the new face of the Mavericks. You go from Luka to Cooper. Job well done, Dallas.
Nico for GM of the year.
Hey, Nico Harrison's smiling right now. He is laughing his butt off.
Get out of the naughty corner free card of all time.
Think about that. Nico Harrison. He's laughing right now. Oh, it's hilarious. The other news, you see the other news earlier this morning about Giannis open to exploring leaving Milwaukee? So that's essentially Giannis telling everybody, I'm ready to get up out of here. Because next year, Damian Lillard's not going to be ready because he tore his Achilles.
Sucks.
Milwaukee is going to be a dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm.
What do they get in return for Giannis, though?
The market's been reset. Like, if you got what you got for Luka, what do you get for Giannis? Because Giannis is older, right? Giannis is a different athlete, a different piece for a team that you're trading, different miles on that body as well.
Well, no, I don't think that what you got for Luka, you're gonna have to give up a lot more.
Right. So you're saying Giannis. You're saying what happened with Luka and the Lakers
is a one-off.
It might as well be like similar to the Watson thing, where it's just this outlandish, would never happen again. Certainly wouldn't happen on any sort of 2K or Madden.
More.
Well, who has the assets, really? And who's that piece away? Who has
That's
that pressure?
Thing.
I would see, like, if OKC
So
goes
people
down,
are talking about OKC. People are talking mm-hmm. about Houston. People are talking about San Antonio.
Houston
Everybody on the roster in San Antonio, with the exception of Wimby, you know, shipping them out. I don't know. Like, I think it's a tough situation, though, at times when you have emerging young studs and you want to go grab that star. But maybe there's a guy or two that you don't want to dump or give. I give a perfect example. Look at Minnesota.
Yeah.
When they made the trade, the Rudy Gobert thing, one of the players that Utah was interested in was Jaden McDaniels. And rightfully so, Minnesota's like, no, we're not parting with Jaden McDaniels. We think he's going to be a really good player, and we think he's going to be a really good player here. We're not including him in a Rudy Gobert trade. Yeah, we'll give you picks. But all these other players that you guys want, Jared Vanderbilt and Patrick Beverley, no, you're not taking Jaden McDaniels. So with that being said, like, if you're San Antonio, who are you willing to move? Like, Stephon Castle just won Rookie of the Year, I think. Like, are you moving him for Giannis?
Mm.
I mean, if you're Milwaukee, you're asking for him.
Well, and then there's the window thinking about it, too. Are your young stars ready to take that big step? Or is this more of a slow burn, kind of how the Boston Celtics were, where they got to finals, they were pushing deep into the playoffs, but it took them several tries to really get there. And if you take that chance saying, like, our window's now, we're going to go get it, do you disrupt the development if it's wrong? Like, how much risk is there in this of disrupting that ascension? I mean, as you mentioned, the Timberwolves trade, we were asking a lot of questions about what Ant was going to be like without Karl Anthony Towns, without that support, without that fallback plan in a lot of different ways. It's worked out well for the Wolves so far, but that's not a rule for every team.
But we've asked it a couple times now since Ant's been here. We asked it, so after the year where we had a little bit of success in the postseason, then we made the Rudy Gobert trade. And people are like, man, you're messing up the chemistry. Why are you giving all this stuff away for Rudy? And remember the first part of that year, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. We had other guys that got injured.
They're hurt all the time.
And but then year number two, which was last year, they put it all together. Then you come out of that and you trade away Cat. And then you're like, man, hold on. Why do we keep doing this when we got good chemistry? Well, it's finally worked out.
Mm-hmm. And the youth is rising. Right, you got to see those signs from players like Jaden McDaniels being like, I'm okay with this because I believe, based off of what I've seen, that there's going to be another level taken, that level of responsibility. And that goes to Ant as well. And that really only came together in this postseason. It's been tooth and nail all regular season long.
And I think that the one thing that this organization has done a really good job of in the last 6 years is developing talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that used to be something that the Minnesota Timberwolves could never do. They could never develop anybody. It didn't matter who they picked. The only person that truly developed into a bona fide stud was Kevin Garnett. And Stephon Marbury was really, really good. But remember, he left here. He didn't even get a second contract. Kevin Love was really good. He was another one.
Knuckle push-ups?
Yep. He was a really good one. But outside of those three guys, whatever, you're like looking around, you're like, yeah, it's been a famine. It hasn't been a feast. Bottom line is, Naz Reid's developed, Jaden's developed, Ant's developed. Like, there's been a bunch of guys that have developed in recent years. So you got to love everything about that. But yeah, Cooper Flag going to Dallas. So now Dallas next year, it starts with, they'll have Cooper Flag. They're going to have Anthony Davis. They'll have, basically their entire team is returning. The only downside is that Kyrie's going to be out with the ACL for a while.
And that was a late season injury.
Yep.
So maybe, but not
middle
before Christmas,
season.
Right?
Middle
especially, he's like 35, 36.
I would say All-Star game.
Yeah.
Ooh,
what's that, February?
That he's not that old, is he?
Steph is, so within the realm, I'm going to say 33 to 36, but those are two very distinctly different ages.
Yeah, he's not Steph's age because he's way behind Steph. He's 33.
Okay. So he's my age. Yeah. And maybe you use that to help gel, really give before that team's not going to be able to be fully seen until Kyrie's part of that equation. So you almost get this kind of leeway in that early part of the season if things aren't flying off the shelves right away. I mean, the jerseys are, but the game, though. But that defense, they've been talking about those championships that get won with that. Is this a better step in that direction? Do you believe in the window that Nico Collins bet on when he said that they have a better chance to win a championship without Luka in the next 2 to 3 years, maybe not long term? You believe in that now?
Well, maybe he knew this was coming. By the way, okay, I thought maybe he tweeted this since the announcement, but he hadn't. This was from an earlier tweet. I was looking at Kyrie Irving's his Twitter account. Anyway, coming up next, let's talk some Major League Baseball. The Twins are on a roll. Eight game winning streak. We talk Twins.